better get their mics on.
Oh, no, you're too cold for the phone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Everybody
well,
here?
I am gonna
ready to go? Okay. All right. Hello, everyone. And welcome to the January 11th, 2018 meeting of the Code Enforcement Board. Meeting will now come to order. Happy New Year, everybody. Madam Secretary, may we have a roll call?
Yes. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Mr. Weatherholt?
Here.
Mrs. House?
Here.
Mrs. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Mrs. Kundig?
Here.
And we do have a new member, Mrs. Purdy, and she unfortunately was not able to come. She was just appointed last week, so I think she's asking to be excused for today.
Yeah. So I'd like a motion to excuse Ms. Purdy. She had a doctor's appointment that she had had surgery and a follow-up today, so there was really not much
so
to
moved.
Do about it.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes? Okay, are there any additions or corrections? I have a question about the minutes.
Okay.
Case number 26, page 9. Did we extend the cutoff to the February meeting? Because I noticed that it's now on our agenda today.
What case number did you say?
It's case number CB11-17-160,
oh.
Rosetta Henderson.
Yes,
you
did.
You did.
let's make a motion, amend the minutes, and take it off today's agenda.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion.
So it's number, what number is it on?
It's page 9. No, wait a minute. Let me see. What? It's
number 12.
Number 12, case number 12. All right. Number 12. I'll accept a motion to amend the minutes to reflect that case number 12 on today's agenda will be taken off today's agenda and moved to February agenda as stated in previous minutes. Is that too confusing?
That's a powerful motion.
Do I have a motion?
You
can't find it yet?
No, I found it.
No, no, no. We're just removing the case off.
Taking the case off today's agenda,
yeah.
Because
on next agenda.
And putting it on the February agenda because that's what the minutes.
Yeah. And I just checked the order and that is correct. So that was something that should have been
right.
Right. Case number
26.
So we don't need a motion for that, Ms. Sunday. We'll just staff
okay.
will
administratively.
Yes.
Okay.
Staff will make sure it's on next month.
Okay. All right.
The minutes are correct.
So all right, yes. Motion to approve minutes.
So moved.
Mr. Harrington, Mr. Jones is second. All in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Does anyone need to disclose any ex parte communication? Okay. Do we have any announcements, Madam Secretary?
Yes, Madam Chair. We do have a few cases that are in compliance that are not reflected on the agenda.
Okay.
On page 5. Oh, actually. No, that's correct. Page 5, number 18. CEB 12-17-175 for 909 North Street, compliance January 9th.
Okay.
Number 21, CEB 011803 for 437 Goodall Avenue is compliance January 8th.
Okay.
Number 28, CEB 011812 for 1102 Berkshire Road is compliance January 10th. And number on page 8, the last case, number 33, CEV011818 for 1312 Vine Street is compliant.
I'm sorry, what number is that?
Oh, the very last case, 33.
Oh, 33.
Okay. Compliance January 10th.
Okay.
And I believe that is all.
All right. Good. Anything else? No? All right. Would our code officers please come forward and be sworn in?
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
All right, everyone, here's our procedure. We'll be calling cases by number and, for the most part, in orders. They are listed on the agenda. If there are any attorneys present that must be in court, we'll hear those first. If there are any police officers who must get back to their assignment, we'll hear those first. When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. If you are not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner of the property. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak directly into the mic. The board hears from code members first, and then you will be given the opportunity to respond. Please direct all your responses to the board. Witnesses may also testify following the same procedure. I think that we can just go through this in order today, as we've got a lot of cases that are in compliance, and I'm hoping that we'll be out of here at a reasonable time without a break. So there's no one that needs to come forward right now, or we'll start at the beginning. Okay? All right, our first case is lien review. Lien review 1, CEB04-12-33515 Janice Ave. Respondents present? Please come forward.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Carlos Lira. I own the property.
Can you raise your hand, please, sir?
Sorry?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. We'll hear from our attorney first. Just give us a little background on this.
Sure.
And then we'll hear. Then we'll let you tell us what you've done.
Okay. So let them first.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. This is before you for lien review, and this is actually a familiar scenario. The respondent here has purchased the property and improved it, and he's done, according to the inspector, Mr. Stinson, a fabulous job. It looks wonderful. It's a great improvement to the neighborhood. It's a great improvement to the property. City is just asking for the $1,500 a reduction to 10%, which would be $1,500 for cost, and that's our
okay.
Only request.
Any questions from the board? All right, Mr. Lino, would you like to come forward? Thank you for fixing up the property. We appreciate that.
Yes, we did an extensive, remodeling on the
wow.
property. Okay, and I've been here before. I mean, we try to, improve the community. And I think the code enforcement was really happy because of
good.
The neighborhood, the improvement that we've done. No?
Good, terrific.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Jackson, the $1,500 is to cover the administrative fine and recording costs as well?
Yes, sir. The covered recording costs, administrative costs, just being our history and the property.
Okay. Terrific. All right. Go ahead.
Was the penalty was up to $15,000. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What is the reason why you're reducing it from $15,000 to $1,500? After all the work we do every day on this. Does it send a message to the public that they can basically take all their time to do whatever they want?
No, not at all, sir.
Okay.
Our perspective here is that this person is not the one that was responsible for the violation, but he did come in and purchase the property and did substantial improvements, made it one of the better properties in the neighborhood, which was their goal. And they, based on their application, invested a substantial amount of money into the property to do that.
And you feel that's appropriate.
Yeah, that seems to be a benefit.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Yeah, this is a new owner, basically.
I understand.
Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to reduce the amount of the lien to $1,500, subject to being paid within 30 days, or the fine will revert to the original amount. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Case number one, we'll continue on, is in compliance. Move on to case number two, CEB 12-17-162. John Clark. Is Mr. Clark here today? All right. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Jerry Sanders. Mr. Sanders reports that this property remains in non-compliance, and he is requesting that the respondent be fined the fine of $250 per day to a maximum of $20,000, and that a $250 administrative fee be imposed for the failure to obtain a business tax receipt.
Okay.
I will turn to Mr. Sanders for any factual questions.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
One question. I mean, Mr. Clark was not here last month. He didn't show up, and he hasn't contacted you or anything.
Jerry Sanders, City of Daytona Beach. My credentials are on file. He sent an email about his health condition the last hearing. That's why I asked for excuse me, a continuance.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't heard from him since. One or two of the cars have been removed, but it's still in the same condition.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions from the board? All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day, effective today, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $20,000. Is there such? And the board further would impose a one-time administration fee of $250. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Hines. Second, Mr. Weatherhawk. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Case number three, CEB 09-17-113. Mr. Suja. Mr. Suja present? Okay.
Yeah. If you could step up to the... Can you state your name, please, for the record?
My name is Shabazz Shuja.
Can you raise your right hand, please, sir? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, now this case is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that this property remains in non-compliance. As it's noted, the respondent was first notified in June of 2017. Mm-hmm. The request of Mr. McCoy is that a fine be imposed for $250 per day to a maximum of $15,000 and to also include a $250 administrative fee for no business tax receipt.
Mr. Jackson, are you combining the two cases? Because they're showing the interior up there. One case is for outside, one case is for inside.
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, so it's the first case, those photos.
Yeah, we haven't combined them in the past. They've been
okay.
Here for
I'm just saying the photos they're showing are all interior.
Oh, okay.
And I think Mr. McCoy can clarify with the references.
Mr. McCoy? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Jerome McCoy, Neighborhood Service Inspector. My credentials are on file.
the property, myself and my neighborhood service manager, Denzel Sykes, and I, we went out and met with the owner yesterday. That picture is from yesterday, and that's part of the violation with the protective treatment where he was supposed to paint the property. However, that's identical from last month's meeting. It was nothing else done to it. Some of the weeds, well, the weeds, they have been corrected, and some of the rotted wood has been corrected. However, the roof that I've asked the owner to bring in documentation on who done the work on the roof, I have not been provided with that. He said he was going to bring it today, so we'll see what he has.
Okay.
Is the place occupied?
It's one tenant in the upstairs apartment.
So has he gotten
apartment three?
Has he gotten the two licenses he was required to?
That has to come with passing the rental inspection.
Passing. Okay.
And that it doesn't meet that right now.
Has he applied for tax receipt?
The tax receipt and the rental license is they're combined now, and they won't be. He has applied for it, but it won't be given to him until the passing of the rental inspection.
Okay. So now you cannot get a BTR unless you have your property inspected, rental inspection.
That's correct.
Depending on the number of units. Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Madam Chair, and that kind of creates a little bit of confusion. I'd like to clarify.
Yeah, okay.
If indeed they have applied and have actually paid for the business tax receipt, even though it hadn't been issued, I would withdraw the request for the $250 administrative fee.
If.
And I believe that's what he's saying here, that there's been an application and a payment for the business tax receipt.
The business tax receipt, but has there
been... It has
been
not been issued, so they're still in violation.
Right. And, but has not applied to have a rental inspection yet. Or does anybody...
No, he has had a rental inspection. It failed.
And it failed.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's why we have the second case.
Right.
There must have been an inspection.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have the continued violation because of the failed rental inspection and the failure, the lack of making those necessary improvements, no change from the previous meeting. However, as I said, if he's actually applied for the business tax receipt and paid the fee, then we won't ask for the administrative cost.
Okay.
One other question from the inspector. Since it is a rental multifamily, so that means that any of the work that's done, the plumbing, electric, and everything, has to be a licensed contractor. Is there any permits in full on this?
No. Permits haven't been pulled on the roof work, as far as I can see in our system.
But what about the interior? If there was any, if you know, you're saying, and it's not on the sheet here, if it's failed inspection.
That would be, we'll do that at the next case, because that's the inside part, right? You want, or, go ahead. I mean, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it looks like all the inside work is the next case.
Well, on the first case, it says interior structural members. The stairs and the walking surface.
So that's exterior.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you know,
that's interior. The inside stairs.
No. Exterior. It says exterior.
It says interior on mine.
On the first, on case three?
Yes, interior, structural members, exterior. Stairs and walking surfaces.
Oh, mine says exterior.
Mine says exterior.
Oh, does it say interior or doesn't it?
Case number three.
That's not the word interior. No. Okay.
Okay, we got that cleared up. All right.
Okay, I get the dumb award.
The exterior, you know, the staircase and anything like that has to have the permit.
It has not been. The roof, that's what I was speaking to earlier. The roof has not been a permit.
There's no permit been pulled on this building.
As far as I can see.
Something you need to check on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. All right, Mr. Suja, you're up. What can you tell us?
I have an inspection sheet done from last time. Not the last time, the time before. And those are the items that he had noted. One of the, out of the four apartments, one of the apartment passed, apartment number four. And the other three apartments had notation of what work was needed to be done. I had said that I have done that, those works that are noted on these sheets. These are the sheets that are from the rental license inspection. So we've had three inspections. The first inspection was the code violation inspection.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, all that work was done. And then I had to reschedule another inspection, which was now a rental license inspection, which is a second inspection. And then the code enforcement officer said, now I'm going to have to go into much more detail because now this is not the code, this is not the violations that we had cited you for. This is now a rental license inspection. I said, fine, let's go through this. So this is what was given to me on, on 11/28/17. And I had completed all this work prior to our previous hearing here. I had taken the pictures, but I hadn't. He wasn't able to come out and view the works that had taken place. And in one particular apartment, we weren't giving access to the apartment because the tenant there wasn't giving us access. I think he had. And I'm sure the code enforcement will verify this, that they had two dogs in their apartment, and he said he worked 7 days a week and he could not give us access to that particular apartment.
All right, Mr. Suja, this has been in violation since June of last year.
Correct.
You've been here several times. We've given you time.
Yeah.
There are still violations that need to be fixed,
yeah.
Correct?
What I'm saying is we had fixed all those violations.
That's what I want you to address.
Yes, we have fixed all the violations that were stipulated.
Well, I don't think that the code officer...
And yesterday they added more as far as the roof, because we didn't have access to that room, and that room had an uneven ceiling, and I asked him, the one upstairs, did that pass? And he said that this passed, but you have to give me the documentation. So two out of the four have passed. The one that I only got access 7 days ago, I can have that done within 7 days. I would prefer to have a complete list so we can check every single pair.
Well, if you get with your code officer,
I have done
Mr.
that yesterday.
McCoy, I am sure he will give you a complete list.
I have done that yesterday.
Okay.
Because there were over and above which was on these forms, and that's my frustration.
Okay.
Is when things are added after the inspection, and this is in writing, so nobody can argue with this. And he has added stuff on here over and above what's on these inspections. If I had this on the 28th, then we would not be. I would not be here. Everything
well,
would be
you
done.
Might be, but yeah.
Please go ahead. Did you present to the code officer the contract? Did he write off that was completed? Did your contractor write off that it was completed?
No. Only the electrical has. Only the electrical work has, but not the.
Speaking.
Yeah, have you pulled any permits?
Yes. And the officer doesn't know about that because I addressed him with it. Yes.
Okay, well, I'm a little confused, Mr.
Madam
McCoy.
Madam Chair, if I just may say one thing. It just seems that as we're trying to talk about one case, Mr. Suja. It's talking about generalities of all the cases,
yeah,
and it seems to be causing some of the confusion and the thing
happening.
You may want to.
I'm only talking about 116 Emmett Street. I'm not talking about any other case.
No,
we're talking about 113 on the end.
113.
No, yeah. 116, outside. These are the outside violations.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about right now. And they need to be corrected.
This is the inside. Madam Chairman, can we just summarize then those violations as at least it's written here?
All right.
Yeah, the high weeds have been done.
Wait a minute. I'm going to ask Mr. McCoy.
Yeah.
We'll go through this list and see what's been done and what has not.
Please do. Thank you very much.
Been done. High weeds taken care of, you said yes.
Yes.
Sanitation.
Yes.
Protective treatment.
No.
Exterior structural members. Okay. Exterior structural members.
No. That.
Yes.
There's been some work done on that.
Some work done.
Yes.
Okay. Stairs, handrails, and guardrails.
There's been some work done on that, yes.
But it is not completed. Correct?
Well, I would add that there's no... that. The documentation with the contractors. I have none of that.
Okay. All right. Windows.
The windows, I'm going to say no, because they don't slide up easily.
Okay.
I had him. I tried and I had him try to open the windows, and they were really hard to open. They barely stayed up by that.
Okay. Place. Insect screens.
The insect screens are there, yes.
I think I'll cross that off. And the rental license and business tax receipt, we're not going to have an issue with right now.
But, Madam Chair, I've got my thing got mixed up. My thing is, did a contractor give you a list of completion? That's what. Is there a contractor?
No.
That's doing this work?
I have not received any documentation on this property from a contractor or any permits that has been pulled on any work that needs to be done. Either on electrical, that he testified that he notified me. I have no knowledge of that.
Okay, so there's nothing been on the guardrails or nothing.
You know, this handrail and everything is a structural item.
Mm-hmm.
It's required a permit, and it's also required a architectural drawing.
If I may. It was some of the stairs that just needed to be replaced.
The treads needed to be replaced.
Right, some of those and some of the support beams, like maybe five, maybe total, that needed to be replaced because they were hanging out.
Would a contractor be required to do that work?
Yes.
And a licensed contractor.
Do we have
it or not?
Do you have to the owner? Do you have the evidence of your having hired a contractor?
I have the evidence.
Do you have it with you?
I did not realize that they were two separate. We were here last time in the meeting, and the officer said. He actually agreed that all the structural work had been completed and it was satisfactory. You're the person who asked that question.
Yes.
And
I'm asking you, do you have a simple contract that you can show us that was done by professional people?
Yes, I can show you with a license. And again, a permit has been pulled. This is for the electrical. The permit was pulled.
No, we're not talking about electrical right now.
No, but If you
the
come
guardrail was actually just loose. All he had to do was tighten it.
Yeah, okay.
Two screws in it. It didn't feel
for us, we can't go into every detail. What we would like, if you come back to
I can forward
if
that to you.
You bring any documentation yes. whatsoever
Absolutely.
On every single item that's listed here, if
Absolutely.
It's required,
yes, sir.
That's all we ask.
No problem. I will do that.
Any other comments from the board, or would code enforcement like to say something? Mr. Sykes?
My name is Denzel Sykes, Neighborhood Services Manager with City of Daytona Beach. Marco Dentrell's on file. Along with Inspector McCoy, I met Mr. Suja on property yesterday, and I explained to him myself that we were not satisfied, that he did not have any license contractor information for us. I explained to him he needed to show up early this morning to show that to the inspector, and he failed to do so.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, I'm. If there are no other comments, I'm.
I've got a comment.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Jones.
I think this situation needs to be handled immediately. The thing that aggravates me is that they've got people out here that are here for a long time waiting for their cases, which is honest cases, cases they need to talk about, and this kind of situation, I think, is embarrassing to me that we're sitting here dealing with this gentleman who's been notified for since June of 17. I think it's time to
call the question.
Yes.
Yeah. Get it done and help the people that are here for help.
Okay. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day against the respondent effective today and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $20,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Himes. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor, say aye.
One clarification, Madam Chair. I'm sorry. Was $15,000 was the maximum?
I'm sorry. $15,000. Okay. All right. As amended. To $15,000, reaches a maximum of $15,000. Motion and second still stand?
Aye.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, let's move on to case number CEB09-17-114.
Madam Chair, members of the board, as you know, this is also Mr. Suja, and this is before you for imposition of a fine. This regarding 116 Emmett Street, Unit Number 3. As the question before, primarily this is the interior violations. The inspector reports that the property remains in non-compliance. Also includes roof and drainage issues as well. The inspector reports that it remains in non-compliance, and he's requesting $250 per day to a maximum of $15,000.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, can we go down the list like we did last
yes,
time?
Yes, please. Mr. McCoy, can you tell us what has and has not been fixed to your satisfaction?
Again, the property, there's no documentation on any
okay.
permits or contractor. So we will start with the plumbing fixture.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not satisfactory.
Okay.
Workmanship. Electrical. There's no contractor work on that
okay.
as well. Let's see, the smoke detectors, they have been installed.
All right.
The roof and drain, that's how the two cases intertwined, because this is the second floor, and that's when I saw the evidence of the
okay.
roof.
Okay.
And I don't have any documentation on
okay.
any roof work. You see the windows, I spoke on that. They're really hard to open.
Okay.
So they're not, someone's not, are not holding up on their own. The insect screens, they are there.
the structure members, the stairs, which is to the back of the rear of the property, and that's, again, how the two
are these inside or outside?
These are outside.
Okay, these are
but
outside.
But they lead up to the
okay.
to the second to that upper.
Okay.
And the walking surface that the flooring inside that it was a few tiles in there.
Mm-hmm.
That don't require a permit. That was they have been corrected.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Suger, you have 1 minute, please.
I would request a list from your department to tell me what needs to be done item by item, and I'll get it done within 2 days.
Are you addressing the board?
Please.
Okay.
Please give me a list of exactly every single thing that needs to be done item by item, and I will get it done. I mean, this is the confusion. I have something item by item written. I've done it. He come back yesterday, and I don't want to be in this situation.
All right.
I don't
well,
come
if
again
you
and again.
Speak to Mr. Sykes and Mr. McCoy after the meeting, I'm sure you will get
thank you.
Exactly the list you're looking
these,
for.
Are these photos inaccurate that you're showing? Do you agree that those are current photos of the condition that's been showing here
that's
for 20
the,
minutes?
Out of upstairs, there's 9-10 windows. And out of 10 windows, each and every one of them does open. That's before, and that was after. That's after as well. All the work's been done. Everything that's been given to me on a list has been done. That particular, just one window did have some piece of wood on there that should have been painted. But all those windows, I went through every single one of them with him yesterday. Every single one of them did open before they were completely
okay.
shut.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Chair will entertain a motion to impose fines of $250 per day against the respondent effective today, January 11th, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
Removed.
Mr. Weatherholtz made the motion. Second?
Oh, second.
Second,
just,
Mr. Harrington?
Just a question. This is the same piece of property inside and outside, and that means if they're not done, he could reach a fine of $30,000.
That's true.
Is that the
way
it works?
That's what we're saying, yes.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Move on to case number 5. CEB 11-17-144. Mr. Is Mr. Horwell here? He was here last time. Oh, good. Okay.
I'm Travis Horwittle, I'm Troy's brother and co-owner.
Raise your hand, please, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Travis, right?
Yep, that's Travis. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you put imposition of a fine. The inspector is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that he has been in contact with the respondent,
Travis.
And the status right now is that he's ordered the windows, which was the matter that I think we discussed last time. They're still waiting for them to come in. We're asking, we have proof that he's, the inspector acknowledges that he's received proof of contractors and proof of the ordering. And he's asking that we amend to the next cutoff. Now, turn to Mr. McCoy if you have any additional questions.
Okay. All right. Any questions for Mr. McCoy at this point? All right. Mr. Horwittle, would you like to come up and tell us what you've done?
Okay, we've got the smoke detectors up. We fixed the, there was a couple of wall plates, I believe, for the, like a switch plate and an outlet plate that were busted. Those are done. I ordered the windows on December 6th,
mm-hmm.
and they're supposed to be in. And hopefully we'll be putting them in this weekend, and
good.
I won't be here for next month's meeting.
Okay.
It should be done.
Terrific. Good news. All right. The chair will enter any other questions from the board? All right, the chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow the respondent until February 8, 2018 to come into compliance or be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
Madam
motion,
Chair, just
yes.
A point of clarification. The next cutoff day for the February meeting
yes.
would be January 31st.
Oh,
I think
I'm
you
sorry.
Announced
January
the actual February
okay.
meeting date.
Yeah, okay, January 31st. Okay. Good. All right. So is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion is timed. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, case number 6, CEB 10-17-127. Respondent present, Carolyn Shave Living Trust.
You're number 7.
That's correct, but I'm also going to stand for her because she had a hip replacement.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
And so she gave me something to worry.
You're Mr. Platel, correct?
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
Hold on
yes.
one
second. Okay. You'll be sworn in yes. and state your name and address and your relationship to Carolyn.
My name is Fabrice Couteau. I 126 Arthur Leander, and I'm her neighbor, but also I'm the one who worked on the project from the beginning, you know, on the design.
Okay. Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Correct. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll hear from Mr. Jackson and then Mr. Jones.
I turned away, wasn't paying attention. I think he said he had documentation. Also asked him to speak on our behalf.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Good morning. Okay. Yeah, this is sufficient for me. I don't know if the board wants to see it or not.
Give it to Amy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need the rest of it, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that this is a case that's been active for first notified in July of 2017. The issue is needing permits for renovation. They needed permits for windows, for doors, for siding. They got she got the permits for the windows and doors and never got it for the siding. The inspector most recently spoke to her on the December 26th, but he's been telling her need the siding throughout, and it's still not done. So the report from Mr. Jones is that it's a non-compliance. He's asking for a fine of $100 per day to a maximum of $10,000. And I turn to Mr. Jones if you have any further questions.
Okay. So it's clear we gave this person an extra month to work on this. Last month we put it off a month to give them more time to get the permits that they needed. Isn't that right? That's what I remember.
Yeah, Mark Jones.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So we're still missing the siding work that needs to be done, the permit work for the siding. Okay.
Who is responsible for pulling the permit? This gentleman says is somehow in charge of this project.
Well, let's get him up here and we'll ask. Thank you.
Are you a licensed contractor or an architect or...
I happen to be a licensed contractor. I work with architecture and, you know, I do plans. But she just hired me to stand for her, and she asked me to design the what she was planning to do way back in April.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
so
said you were in charge of her.
Just the design part and to assess her to help her on that. There is a contractor that's working on that, you know, and she, right now she's working toward raising the funds for the siding, which she probably is going to be doing a stucco. In fact, if you allow me to read, you know,
the list that she actually said. She just had a hip replacement, total hip replacement.
Well, she's not doing the work, though.
No.
Okay.
Right. But she's got a. That's why she wasn't able to come.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You're here.
So the doors and window, they pass inspection, which you mentioned. The siding still in question will be remedied with a vapor barrier applied and stucco. This was discussed, with the inspection officer. Future timeline: the stucco and stucco step and patio, which is, idea of what we will be doing. Okay. The attempt completion would be by July 1st, 2018. By March, April 2018, she will be obtaining all the estimates and gather the funds, because she spent a lot of money in renovating the interior also. Basically, tiles and things like doors.
Well, what she needs is a permit to get this work done. Does she have that?
No, she's working on the estimates on that. So that's where she's at. And,
and that's going to take till when?
She needs the next 2-3 months, to get better and to get all of that, to get all these estimates, which is what she's saying, and then, to gather the funds and whatever is going to be taken. So there is not just the stucco, but also the steps and all of these things are going to be in the front that needs to be done.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Okay.
What led to this violation is that she evidently started work without a permit.
No, incorrect. Is the previous? I'm sorry. The previous owner did, and she inherited that house. But immediately we started the planning on what we wanted to do to make it better. And then she was getting estimates for. Things of the interior, like the flooring needed to be done, and etc. So she's been working on that, from the beginning. We had the windows planned, etc. These drawings are from May already, so even before the violation were noticed.
So right now there's no work being done.
They just finished the doors and window, and she just went into the hospital a couple of days ago. But she's going to be starting working on it, right away.
So the contractor can actually apply for the permit, is that
sure.
true?
Okay. Right, so she needs a couple of estimates, because there is here and there is here. It's not what they're coming out of.
Right.
So.
Okay.
So she just needs time. And she also is asking the board, if possible, to remove actually to leave the code violation, if she can fix, in order to help her raise the funds. If possible, this is what she's asking, and I'm relating the message.
And the code violation says that there's not a permit for renovation. That's what the code violation says. Doesn't say anything else.
Okay. All right.
I assume that will still stand until they get a permit for renovation.
But she's going to be working on that also. And as you know, it's from the beginning that that was in the planning.
Mr. Weatherholt.
The problem with this is, since. When she took over the property and everything, the work that was being done, she's going to have to get somebody to come in, most likely a engineer or architect, to verify that the work that's previously been done is up to code. And that's what it sounds like some of the items are, the vapor barrier or the stucco.
If you allow me to answer that, is to put on the top of what's there, what you see in the picture. Okay, so that has to be applied on the top of that.
I understand, but was that re stucco? That looks like new stucco.
The previous
inspector.
Yes, what was installed is hardy board.
Oh,
it's the hardy board that looks like a stucco finish. And when I met with her back in July, I informed her that she needed to get a permit for the installation of the hardy board. When I talked with her last month, she said she's planning on covering that hardy board with stucco.
And that's where the...
That's where the vapor barrier comes in. But that still does not take away the violation of the hardy board being installed originally.
Okay.
If you allow me, I think she didn't have that clear. I'm going to clarify that with her.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you. You clarify that. All right. Any other questions from the board? Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, January 11, 2018, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mrs. Hines. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Thank you. All right, let's move on to case number 7, CEB 11-17-158. All right, we'll hear from code enforcement officers, and then we'll hear from you, sir.
Fabrice Luthor again.
Yes, that's
I'm
fine.
Sworn in.
You're sworn in.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that there's been no permit application submitted, but the respondent continues to work without permits. He's asking for $100 a day to a maximum of $15,000. I would tend to Mr. Jones to give further factual information.
Okay. All right. Mr. Jones, so we have all these violations, sidewalks, driveways, accessory structure, general, any of them been taken care of?
No.
Okay. We had a progress report in December as well. And there wasn't much progress and no permits have been pulled, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, go ahead, sir. You got a minute.
Easy. I sold the place to somebody who was able to do this.
Excuse me?
I sold the place to somebody who was able to do this. I realized it was going to take me 3 years to get anything, you know, move forward more and more. And so I put the place for sale. And here I have a person who's representing the owner.
Has it been sold?
Yes.
Is there a deed, a copy of a deed?
Yes, I have it in my car. I can run and get it. I do.
So you're not the owner anymore?
I am not the owner anymore as of 2 days ago. And yesterday I notified...
We don't have evidence of that.
Let him get
is this
the
new owner?
He is the representative of the new owner.
Oh, well, we have the representatives of the representatives of the representatives. Please come forward, sir. State your name and address for the record.
Mike Bretzel. I live at 242 Royal Dune Circle in Ormond Beach, Florida. I'm with Keller Williams Real Estate.
Please, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. My question is, has this property closed?
It has.
When did it close?
2 days ago.
So we're probably not going to find it yet listed in the property appraisers
office. No, it definitely would not be in the property.
And is there a reason that we don't have some paperwork to show this?
I can't even run to my car and get it.
All right. It's closed.
It's closed.
Can you give us the name address of the new owner?
I can give that to you, yeah.
And we can re-notice him for the next meeting because we have to have the proper owner in front of us.
Absolutely. He lives in California. He owns several other properties in town and has done a great job with the properties. So he uses licensed contractors and a professional property management service. So you'll be happy with the progress. But I can supply you with anything that you need.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
He says about under oath that it's been closed. Either
correct.
Real estate or
correct.
That
it is good enough. So now what would...
He just needs some sort of a continuance and then to arrange a day to go out and do an inspection with you.
So we do what?
He's continuing to get the proper party in front of us.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do, I will entertain a motion to continue this case until proper notification is given to the new owner. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Is there a second?
Second,
Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
If we could just add the date, was the continuance to the next meeting day?
To the next meeting day.
Are we ready to get that in time? You have some time frames?
When's the next meeting day?
It's February 8th.
February 8th.
We'll have everything. Yeah. He's done several other properties in town. He uses all the licensed contractors. You'll be happy with him.
Okay. All right. We do have a motion and a second. And is there discussion?
Just one point. I don't. What's really something necessary for the motion itself, but what I think ought to happen, and you can check with Mr. Sino's thoughts as well, is that in this circumstance, this is a case that's already gone forward, already been ruled upon. It's under your jurisdiction. Yes, we need to give them time and bring the owner or give the owner the opportunity to be heard to come before the board. But I also believe that we should be adding the owner, not
right.
not substituting that. And so the
no, we don't need to do the
right.
case.
So
we're just continuing the case and adding the new owner.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the current respondent should know that he's still a part of this case in the sense that he's not being dropped from the case. He's
okay.
the actual violator, and we've added now.
That's important.
Does the new owner intend to have all of these violations taken care of by
He's aware of them. He had a 26-page
document
set up with everything that he needed.
Either
and like I said, he's bought other properties in town
right.
and done a nice job renovating.
So there'll either be a great deal of progress or it'll be done.
It'll go very quickly.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Weatherholtz, did you want to say something? All right, so we have a motion and a second in front of us to continue this case until next month, adding the new owner to the case. Is that not correct?
I asked if we can do that now, but I guess without us, we can rely on the sworn statement, or we can wait till we see the documents and copy. I'm not sure.
We need another oath. It's a piece of licensed real estate.
All right. I think we need to
rely. Information right now.
Yeah.
I don't need to get.
Yeah, we'll need all that information anyway to be able to send out notifications.
Sure.
So if you're asking that, we add it now, amended to include the new owner, and he can give the name, and then Amy can get all that information for submission at a later time. So that when it comes up for the style for the next meeting, it'll come up with including both.
All right. We'll restate this motion. The chair will entertain a motion to continue this case and amend the motion to add the new owner to the next meeting date, which is February 8th, 2018.
So moved.
All right. Motion, Mr. Harrington. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. House, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Thank you.
I think the board thing.
Case number 8, CEB 11-17-151, Marquis Williams. Mr. Williams, present? Good morning. Come forward this morning.
Can you state your name for the record, please? You raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll hear from you in a minute. Let us hear from Coach first.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in non-compliance, primarily regarding, well, I'll let him speak to the facts in terms of what remains. Basically, he's met with the respondent on site, and as of my last communication with Mr. Jones regarding the status, nothing had changed, but I will tend to Mr. Jones to give you an update.
Okay. Mr. Jones.
Yes, I was at the site yesterday, and the exterior storage and junk in front of the driveway has been cleaned up. We have two vehicles that the owner got license plates for, but the violation was they must be licensed and operable. And there's three vehicles. There's a pickup truck, a car, and then behind the fence, you can just see the blue top of it, is the is a 18-wheeler tractor that's parked in the side yard. And they have not moved since this violation was noted.
All right. Come up. What can you tell us?
A few of those pictures right there do not represent the condition of the property.
Right. They, Mr. Jones said it's been cleaned up, so.
Okay. Now, as far as my understanding of that, of the notice, as far as when I got, it said the vehicles needed to be licensed and insured, in which they were. I provided documentation of that, as well as insurance. All three vehicles. I mean, the bottom line of what I think the original thing was, I didn't keep the tag in the front of the vehicle like that, simply because I had a problem with a sticker being stolen off a vehicle. I did, when I talked to Mr. Jones, I did show him with the vehicles, the two vehicles, as well as I did have the third vehicle, which did have a valid registration tag and insurance on that vehicle there. Now there was some confusion as far as the compliance of it, because I called Mr. Jones myself to ask, was everything straight, everything was okay. Now that represents, that's a way old picture. That picture right there was before I even came into compliance.
Okay.
I mean, the pictures that actually, which I was looking for, was the pictures as far as the stuff hadn't gotten completed.
That's right. Okay, but now, all we're talking about right now are the cars, the vehicles. We're not talking about any,
All vehicles are licensed and registered.
Are they operable?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Now, I called Mr. Jones yesterday just to simply get an update of it. He told me he was going to come out yesterday. I left my contact information, and I waited around. I never got a call back from him after I spoke with him yesterday. He just told me he was coming out yesterday afternoon.
Did he say he was there yesterday?
Yes, I was there yesterday.
Right. When I spoke to you yesterday about 12-something, because I was, as a matter of fact, I didn't get a clear understanding of it. I even called the manager to get a kind of understanding of it, and he told me, he said, I needed to get in contact with, just call back with... Call
manager
back.
Of... Oh, you talked to Mr. Sykes.
Talked to Mr.
Okay.
Sykes.
Okay.
Yesterday. And he asked me that had I provided contact information with Mr. Jones,
uh-huh.
And which I did.
Okay.
Now, if he came out yesterday to reinspect, I think the... He was saying something, I need to drive around the corner or something like that. That was never in any of my paperwork or anything like that right there. From my understanding of it was, I needed to make sure all the vehicles had license and registrations on them. I did comply with that.
It's pretty old picture, too.
Yes, ma'am. That's old. Yeah. All those old photos.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm looking for the photos from yesterday or earlier. I don't see
those.
Well,
maybe he didn't take photos, but he stipulated that all the property has been cleaned up.
Okay.
So
okay, long
that,
as
that's, long that's, and
all right, long as we're in conclusion with that.
We accept that.
Okay.
All right.
So all he needs to do is drive the vehicles.
All right. Because Mr. Jones, would you come up, please?
Yes.
Let me talk to him a second. So not only do the vehicles have to be licensed and insured, but they also must be operable.
Yes, our code states that
that's
they must be licensed and operable.
Oh.
It doesn't mention insurance.
You can't get
your license without having insurance.
Right, correct.
And when I did meet with him on site, we discussed this, and it's the violation notice that he was sent details that also.
Okay.
And another note, all three of the vehicles are parked on the side of the yard. And when I did talk with him yesterday, I did again explain that they needed to be operable, and by that I meant not just start up, they needed to be able to move.
Right. Okay.
Madam Chair, just a question. You mentioned that there's a tractor trailer there. Is the tractor trailer allowed to be parked in a residential area?
I don't know for sure how the code reads.
So, residential area, I didn't think they were allowed to, but...
I think it's 24 hours.
Well, at any rate, what do we want?
What is your... Mr. Jackson, what's your recommendation in this case, please?
$100 fine to a maximum of $10,000. The inspector report said he So he's gotten with the respondent, made it absolutely clear what he needed, and as far as the inspector's concerned, it hasn't been done.
So if he goes out in the next couple of days and he can operate, there will be no final stop. If the cars will operate.
That would be correct.
All right.
As long as he has a place to park.
Right, they have a place to park.
Yeah, they have to have a place to park them. That's, I think, the one of the...
Yeah, that's another violation. That is,
it's not on here, though, is it?
Right, it's not on this.
Off-street parking, yes, it is.
Oh, it is? I'm sorry, it is.
It was part of the original violation.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
okay,
it was part of the original violation.
So that remains as well.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, yeah, thank you. You have another... I don't know.
From my understanding, and there was another picture which reflected regarding that off-street parking. That was from when that silver car was parked. It was in the front yard. The discussion about where the vehicle, where the truck and the car was parked, was not part of that discussion. There's another photo. Now, if you look at the photo right here, where that silver car, where the silver car, it was by that head right there, up there, and that's what the discussion was as far as that car being parked right there. That's why I moved that car from there, because it was said you couldn't park in the front of the yard.
Right.
Now the discussion as far as where the other vehicles were, that never came up. That's the reason why I came into compliance with all other things on that list right there.
Okay. Mr. Jackson, is this the first time we've had this case before, Amy or one of you?
This property. Apparently, we haven't had a finding before. Otherwise, we probably would have been bringing it forward as a repeat violation. Well, I don't think the inspector was able to determine that.
Okay.
The motion.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, January 11, 2018, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholt. Second. Mrs. Himes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Case number 10.
Did you explain this one?
All right, so if you get with Mr. Williams, if you get with Mr. Jones, we'll tell you exactly what you need to get done with these cars and vehicles. Okay, thank you. All right. Case number 9 is in compliance. Case number 10, CEB 11-17-154. James O. Jackson and Jacqueline Jackson. No permit for building handicap ramp. They weren't here last time. Are they here this time? No. Okay. I don't think so. I don't know.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector, Mark Jones, and Mr. Jones report said that there's been no recent contact with the owner. The violations remain. He's asking for a $100 fine to a maximum of $10,000.
Okay.
And I turn to Mr. Jones.
Any questions?
So, but you have had initial contact with these folks.
Yes, I had contact with the daughter of the owner who had the ramp built for him.
So that the daughter was Jacqueline?
Yes.
And the father is James?
Yeah, he has passed away.
Oh.
Was he the one that needed the wheelchair ramp?
Correct, yes. They had the ramp was built for him.
Okay.
Well, they have to remove the ramp to be in compliance.
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right.
And I will point out for the board, if it was a wooden ramp, then we believe a portion of it is in the right of way, and we would probably be able to remove that portion. Unfortunately, this is a continuous metal ramp, so it's, I guess, an all or nothing type of removal.
Okay.
correct?
Yes.
All right, the chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day, effective today, January 11th, 2018, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $10,000. So there's such a motion. Motion, Mr. Jones, is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye. Aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, moving on to case number 11, CEB 11-17-159, Angelo Pagan. All right, didn't show last time, not here today.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. The Mr. Jones reports that the violation that remains is that there is no water service. The last lawful water service was back in 2008. He is requesting a $250 a day fine to a maximum of $15,000. Not tender, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones, there are people living in. Where are people living in this?
In the well, they were people living in the mobile home or the RV, excuse me,
yeah.
And also in the home. The RV has left, but it someone is still living there in the home.
But it is not the person that owns the home? I mean,
no, the person
that
owns the home is from out of state.
Uh-huh.
He was here before the board for the property across the street on Spruce.
Oh.
And there's no water to the property.
And there's no water to the property, but somebody's living there.
Correct.
That's lovely.
And okay. Checking with the water department, they said it was 2008 was the last time they legally had water.
Okay.
The meter had been bypassed at one time.
Okay.
Was this complaint driven by the neighbors? Or?
Yes.
He say that it was, they had a jumper on the water service?
Yeah, the water meter itself was removed and water was hooked up. My understanding is the owner was going to pay, I believe it was a $25,000 deposit that they were requesting to get a new meter set, but it has not happened yet.
Doesn't that fall under a police matter? Because that's theft.
Want to come up and... Thank you.
Officer Gasparini, Town of Beach Police. It can fall under us if utility building gets a hold of us, yes, and I'll look into it. I remember this gentleman from a few meetings ago. He bought both houses here. So I'll get with utility building and look into it.
Thank you. I have a problem with this property and the problems on this property, and I'm not sure $250 is enough to get his attention. We do that routinely for people whose attention we have gotten.
Remember that his friend lives there and he don't pay his rent.
Yeah, I mean...
Madam Chair, I think $250 thing is fine as long
okay.
as at the end when this is satisfied we don't give a huge reduction from the $250
correct.
A day. Something like this...
Yeah, that's why when we do lien reviews, I think we need to have a lot of the background. A lot of it is provided in our lien review material, but sometimes we need to be reminded, I think, verbally that, you know, what the case actually entailed.
Exactly.
So we can bring it back to memory, so from memory.
Give a huge reduction
mm-hmm.
for somebody that doesn't deserve it.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Do deserve it.
Correct.
The people that don't should pay it.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? What does anybody think about the 250? Is that enough to get his attention?
I think it's enough to get his attention, and I agree with Mr. Jones. You know,
okay.
come through.
If he has a $25,000 fine pending, I think this is probably a walk away eventually.
Yeah.
So
okay.
A 500 is not going to.
Right. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $250 per day against the respondent effective today, January 11th, 2018, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. House. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, case number 12, CEB 11-17-160, Rosetta Henderson.
That's actually been withdrawn and moved to...
Oh, I'm sorry. That,
yeah,
yep, okay.
That's the one.
Withdrawn, right. That's the, one.
That's the one.
Okay. Thanks. Case number 13, CEB 12-17-169, Cassandra Lee. I think last time Angela Johnson was here. Is she here now? No. Okay. Well, can you tell us, Mr. Jackson...
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that there's been no progress. The owner needs to submit an application for a rental license. And Mr. Jones is requesting a $100 per day fine to a maximum of $15,000. I turn to Mr. Jones. I see some additional notes, and I think he'd probably want to address for the board.
Okay. Was there some kind of tenant eviction going
Correct.
On?
The okay. tenant was evicted as of Friday of this week.
Okay.
Ms. Johnson applied for the rental license, but it was denied because she is not the property owner. She is, I believe it's her daughter that owns the property.
Right.
So we do not have an application yet on the rental license. And she did discuss with me on Monday that they may look at selling the property, but I have no...
Did they give you a reason for why the Cassandra Lee did not apply for the license?
No.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, she probably didn't know that she had to be the one to... Since her daughter represented her here, she probably thought it was all right. I think that'll be corrected.
Actually, it was the mother that came and represented the daughter.
Yeah, but I mean, there's obviously some misunderstanding of how a representative works, to my opinion.
Well, I'm sure all the...
I don't think there's any big mystery.
I'm sure that all of the information went to, properly addressed to, the owner...
I don't think this is a big mystery. I just think it's just they screwed up.
Anything else? The chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, January 11, 2018, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington, second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 14, CEB 12-17-170, Stemler Properties. Anyone from Stemler Properties here? No, they weren't here last time either. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in noncompliance. This notification was given back in September of 2017. The respondent is, after getting the most recent notification from the code board, has finally taken an action and applied for the inspection, however, has failed. Mr. Jones feels that at this point we're at a point of too little too late where they didn't do anything the whole time since notification, and so he's asking for a $100 fine to a maximum of $15,000. I will tend to Mr. Jones for any further facts or questions.
Mm-hmm. Any questions for Mr. Jones?
Is Stemmerer Properties a separate corporation, or is it with a real estate?
Yeah, it's a regular LLC. I mean, checked it.
Okay.
And checked the ownership and made sure we made proper.
Okay.
Why did it fail?
I don't have that, all the items in front of me.
Was it numerous items?
Yes.
Was there anything structural or electrical?
No, not to my knowledge.
Well, they didn't come last meeting. They're not, have you spoken to them recently?
Yes, I have spoken to them. I saw them at the inspection and informed him that, you know, it would be going before the code board.
That didn't interest him, I say. Okay.
So what, we can only impose a $250 fine then?
No, because he hasn't done what he was supposed to do.
Ms. Harrington, this is for rental license. The $250 administrative fee is for the business tax receipt.
Right.
So in this situation, it's the rental license. So
right.
This would be a standard code violation, right. 162 fine.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be the fines as normal. So we're asking for $100 a day to a maximum of $15,000.
Okay. All right, Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, January 11, 2018, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion? Motion, Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Case number 15, CEB 12-17-171. Williams, Mr. and Mrs. Williamson. They here? Okay. Is this your case, sir?
No, he's 16. He's next.
No, you're next. Just have a seat. Okay. All right, Mr. Jackson.
Yes, ma'am. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that this property remains in non-compliance. However, this is a circumstance where there's been an application and it's currently under review, the rental application. The inspector's requesting that we amend to the next cutoff to continue the process, or to continue processing this application and hopefully have the respondent in compliance. Mr. Jones, if you have any factual questions.
Okay. Mr. Jones, have any of these violations been fixed before they applied?
I don't know. I won't know until...
you go out.
I go out.
Was there someone living in there? Was this tenant?
Yeah, this was a tenant-generated complaint, and I do know that the tenant then was leaving shortly after she filed a complaint.
So there's no one in there right now?
I do not.
Vacant? We don't know that either?
I don't know.
Huh. Okay. I don't know whether I'm satisfied just putting, my personal opinion, putting this off another month. I mean, this is from August.
I agree with you. I think it's going to have fun. I agree too.
Okay. I mean, there are obviously violations. They haven't been taken care of. And, you know, we'll be back here with them saying, oh, they failed the inspection. So, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Would you like to say something else?
Well the inspector was reminding me that after he had had his final review of this case, he ultimately amended his recommendation and was asking that a fine be imposed.
Okay.
$100 per day to a maximum of $15,000.
Yeah,
okay. All right, the Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, January 11, 2018. That's not you. And continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second. Times, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Now you, sir. Are you Mr. Nelson?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We're going to do your case now. CEB 12-17-172. Now, you state your name and address for the record, and then you and be sworn in, and then we'll hear from the code people, and then I'll give you a chance to talk.
Yeah, Mike Nelson, 8 foot. I'm sorry. That's okay. Go ahead, Mike Nelson.
843
Loyola Drive, Ormond Beach, 32136.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Now you just sit down for a minute, sir, and we will have Mr. Jackson and Mr. Jones tell us about your case.
Actually, Madam Chair, we're limited on what we can tell you right now. This is before you for...
This is actually a progress report.
Yes, this is before you for progress report and a determination of compliance date.
Okay.
I believe what we were at is he was working on an eviction. I think that's what he had announced, and we wanted to know what his status or progress was before you set, before you established your compliance date.
Okay. Mr. Jones, can you tell us anything about what's been done, what hasn't been done?
I have not been able to get into the property since the initial complaint was filed.
Okay. All right, Mr. Nelson, come up and tell us what you've done and what you haven't done, please. This is a progress report today.
Yeah,
so we want to see some progress.
Actually, I took the liberty and wrote down a progress report for you, and it has all the necessary documents that you need. The case is in the Court of Appeals right now, and I already have filed a motion for dismissal of the case.
What case are you being asked to be dismissed?
I thought that you already know. This was the case that the tenant is in the process of being evicted.
Right.
And the court...
Even though they're the ones, they made the complaint, correct?
That's correct. The court issued a writ of possession, and she has appealed. Right now, case is in the Court of Appeals. And I have all the necessary documentation for you.
So you've applied for a writ of possession.
That's correct.
That hasn't been issued yet?
Yes, it has.
Oh, so...
But she has appealed, and the court has ruled...
Oh, so she's appealed it. Okay.
Pending appeal.
Okay.
We need to give more time, then. It's in the courts.
Have you done anything... You haven't done anything structurally or... fixing any of these problems?
Actually, really, there is not much needs to be done there.
A roof leaking, inoperable windows, pest infestation, plumbing system and fixtures, missing fixtures in the bathroom, parking on the front lawn. So there are a few things that need to be done.
Yes, but what I have done, basically, this time I've gone a little bit beyond that. Since I really dispute the affidavit of Mr. Jones, and the fact that she, at the time, was in an eviction, and according to the complaint, she was to the lease agreement, she wasn't really my tenant. And she did not have the right to...
Whose tenant was she?
I don't know. She was just occupying my place there. She had, you see...
For how long?
Once she went into eviction, she lost her right to be my tenant. She wasn't my tenant anymore. Her right was in dispute tenant.
All right.
You understand?
Yeah.
Now, so basically the accepting that complaint from her was in error because she, tenant is in error.
All right, we don't need to go into her complaint. These are things that... upon code inspection were found to be deficient. And these are things that need to be addressed. Now, this was to be a progress report today. And so we were not going to fine you today, but we're going to set a compliance date, which means this is when we expect things to be fixed. That's all we're doing today. So,
may I add something?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Weatherholt.
This is between the attorneys. Mm-hmm. But I think the legal question is he's not really able to do anything.
Why?
The only way he can do anything is to protect his property. He cannot go in under the rights of the church.
He's got a piece. There's a litigation going on. He can't go into places.
Yeah, he can't go into place. But he can.
Do the outside stuff.
The outside stuff in order if there's a roof leaking or anything like that.
Maybe we could make the
okay.
See if he does the outside stuff.
Right. And actually, if he had permission from his tenant, he could go in.
But that's slim as none.
And I guess even, and not trying to defend him or anything else, but even the outside stuff, if it's hostile, he may not be able to.
Yeah, I agree. We'll have to really understand that. I understand that. So all we're trying to do right now is determine a compliance date. The progress seems pretty minimal to me, but... what would we like to do as far as a compliance date goes?
I would suggest giving him maybe not February but March, because he's in the appeal, that he's on an appeal. Mm. We'll be back here the same thing next month and about.
Yeah. That the March is 2/28, right? All right, the chair will entertain, are there any other questions? A motion to set the compliance date for February 28th, 2018.
I don't see where they're going to be through the court system.
They might not.
Well, I think we need to not just let it go and say, well, when you get, I mean, we have to.
What about having him come back for another progress report in February and see, you know, if anything has come up in the court system? Because it's pretty difficult when there's a legal
opinion. I know. I understand.
Somebody make a motion.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to continue this case till... February, what is the date?
March
to the March.
Did you want to do next month?
No, it's
no.
March.
So to the March 8th, 2018 meeting, with requiring a progress report at that time. So we're not setting a compliance date.
Right.
Right. Yes. Yes. We're just going to move this to March.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Jones.
Second.
Mr. Weatherhall, all in favor say aye.
I have a question.
Like, fine, opposed. Motion carried. What? I'm sorry.
Mr. Jones, is it going to be necessary for him to get a licensed contractor and permits to do any of the work that you've observed from?
I can't tell at this time. I don't know the extent of the roof leak. That was from the tenant showing me the ceiling, so and the plumbing. If it's just putting on handles, that wouldn't require.
Okay, I was referring to the roof. Yeah. And there's no reason he couldn't begin getting permits to make this go faster. I mean, even though he doesn't have insight, it doesn't start to work. He can certainly get the permits if he needs them.
Well, I don't know how you get a permit if you don't know the extent of the work that's needed.
Well, somebody comes out and inspects it and then applies for the permit.
If it's not a hostile situation. I mean, we were just told it was a hostile situation. All right, what we've done and we voted on was to bring this back to the March meeting. And that's what we're going to do. And at that time, we will have a progress report and a compliance date set. That's the outcome of this, correct?
Done.
All right.
Can I say one last thing?
We're actually finished, but you have 30 seconds to say one last thing.
I also have would like to present a motion to dismiss this case.
No, that's
And you can read it, and then when I come back, then at that time.
Well, maybe at the next meeting, but that's
meeting.
We've already ruled on this case, so
meeting.
Bring it up the next meeting.
Thank
you.
All right.
I want a motion
to dismiss this case, or he would like to make a motion to dismiss this case, but we'll bring it back in 2 months.
Well, he can't make motions.
We have a line.
Right.
Nothing fine.
Nothing's happened. So, okay. We're just giving you more time.
I appreciate that.
Good. Okay.
Right.
That's it. Thank you. Case number 17, CEB 12-17-173, Samuel and Patricia White. Last time, Mr. Sam showed. Anybody here this time?
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in non-compliance. They've only gotten halfway through this, even though it's been since September of 2017. Again, this is too little. And Mr. Jones is requesting a $100 per day fine to a maximum of $10,000. I turn to Mr. Jones.
Any questions for Mr. Jones?
Has anything been done?
Yes, he has cleaned up some. Now, where that car is parked, that is an old photo. The rest of the photographs are from Tuesday. He has moved, you know, his trailers around to the back, but you can see there's still outside storage junk piled up in the front, so he's not in compliance. I did talk with him about the vehicle. He again stated that he can't get he doesn't have the title for it, so he's having trouble getting it removed from his property.
Okay.
That's a catch 22.
Yeah.
You know, let me ask a question. When we come up for a fine, and when it's going out to be reinspected or to give an update report, wouldn't it be customary to have an updated picture to let us know what has been done and just keep that for the file?
I've suggested that probably during the last three meetings.
I think it would help us in...
Yeah, these are all these photos are
these
from...
Are all current.
Yeah, they're all current from Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
I can't.
Yeah, it's hard. We don't see the date that well. Where's the date?
Top there, something up there.
Okay, then Monday.
Yeah. Then you might, you know, if that's the case, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, you ought to bring that up.
Okay. Yeah, the only photograph that is an older photograph was the picture
right,
of the car on the side
out.
Yard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The rest were as of this week.
Okay.
Thank you.
What is your recommendation?
$100 per day for a maximum of $10,000.
Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, January 11, 2018. And continue until compliance is achieved or reaches a maximum of $10,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
So moved, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right. Case number 18 is in compliance. We're moving on to our new cases. Case number 19, CEB 01-18-01, Vishnu Limited. At 1000 North Atlantic. Representative from Vishnu Limited here?
We have Mr. Clay received a letter.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I got several from Vishnu.
Sorry.
Oh.
asking for continuance.
I know. All right, so the attorney is asking for a continuance.
Madam Chair, members of the board, the inspector informs me that he, in his conversation with the attorney, he informed him and discussed with him of us asking for a finding of noncompliance and then what would happen next.
Absolutely.
And so that is our request, that
okay.
we make a finding of noncompliance.
Next
and
cut-off.
I'm sorry?
Next
yeah,
cut-off.
For next cutoff, and then we
okay.
can,
yeah.
if they got additional information they want to discuss or okay. if they can get into compliance, that would be the ideal thing.
But, yeah, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, and I turn to Mr. Klieg. He'd like to address the board.
Okay, Mr. Klieg.
This case is since Hurricane Matthew. I've been working with the owners who her husband is a doctor here. He had a heart attack, but like he's a heart doctor. And she has litigation problems with the insurance company. So I've been working with them. The motel is it has extensive damage. It's going to be something even when it comes in to get permits. It's going to be at least 6 months to a year before renovation will be done.
Well, you know that we're willing to work with people if they show an effort. So
right.
if you'll relate that to them.
Yeah,
well,
like
yeah.
She
okay.
she was doing the effort, and I got this call yesterday from an attorney that Mr. Sino knows. I addressed with them, and they are going to start working. And I got an appointment with them tomorrow at 11. Site inspection with the attorney to go over the things in detail. So,
is there a way when you come back next month to get some idea of how much time they need?
Exactly. That's what
okay.
I was wanting to let you know. Is
okay.
this, that's why our meeting is tomorrow. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and a respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is what?
January 31, 2018.
Or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Weather, Holt, second. Mrs. Himes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, fine, opposed.
Amy, I did not vote on this issue.
All right, case number 2, CEB 01. Oh, I'm sorry, 20. case number CEB 01-18-02. Mr. Genevieve and Mr. Waltrip of JTRS in Seaview. Are they here? Okay. All right, what can you tell us?
Now, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Tom Klieg. Ms. Klieg informs me that there are neighbors who want to be heard regarding the violation, and so if they're here, they can come forward, you know.
Please come forward.
And but our request is going to be...
Could we have one of you be a spokesperson? Is there someone that would be a spokesperson that could it, and then you're all stipulating this person can be a spokesperson for you, and if there's something really pressing to add to what he has to say, I'll allow you to speak as well.
And okay. I do want to note that our request will be for noncompliance next cutoff, but we'll
yeah.
hear what they
okay.
have to say.
Gary Sutton.
What's your name, Mr. S-E-T-T-O-N?
S-U-T-T-O-N.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll hear from Mr. Klieg, and then I'll give you a chance to respond. Is that, or did we...
No, our preference would be in this circumstance
right.
to hear from the neighbors
okay.
and hear what
fine.
They're...
That's fine. Come on, I'm sorry. Come on up. Up, down, sorry.
We've got all these pictures that were taken yesterday. So.
Okay.
Just want us to hand those out, sir?
Excuse me? Yeah, sure.
Okay.
There are 5 sets.
Oh, there are five separate sets? Yes.
Okay. Give the board to
go ahead, sir.
As we've been looking into this, there are three or four addresses listed for this one place.
Okay.
Something's going on. I'm trying to avoid being contacted.
Okay.
It's in a neighborhood that's zoned for single family. They've turned the garage apartment into, or the garage rather, into a garage apartment. And I guess he's running a motel for derelicts or something, but there's a bunch of them there all the time. This morning, on this property, one small property, four motorcycles, an RV that's been junked and sitting there for 10 years, a Mustang convertible that's been junked and been sitting there for 8 or 9 years, okay, and five other cars on the property and one on parked on the side of the street. I got something from code a long time ago. Here it is. Top 10 code violations. I got 7 out of 10 going on there right now. Over the past 10 years, I paid probably $11,000 or $12,000 to live in a single family zoned neighborhood. And for just about 10 years, I have not been able to do that. There's traffic coming in and out of there all the time. There was a case of dealing narcotics out of the garage apartment. The police called the owner and told him what was going on. I called the owner and told him what was going on. He said it was just a bunch of hearsay. They're not dealing any dope. Well, if the police call you, will you believe that? The police called him. He said, as soon as they have an investigation, I'll get that guy out of there. He didn't do it. He moved somebody, one of the guests, out. Probably. So why didn't you evict the guy who's sitting there watching all this happen? He said, who else is going to pay me $11,000 a month? That's why he didn't do it. You can see from these pictures, I mean, it's a dump. It's literally a dump. If I want to sell my house or rent my house, no way that's going to be possible. Why am I paying these property taxes to be in that position? Residential parking, and some of these vehicles that are on there are inoperative. Cop came by one day when I was working in the garden, and he asked the guy, is that Mustang? Does it run? He said, well, yeah, it runs, but it's not registered. He said, well, you need to do that. And he said, we'll do it tomorrow. Cop drove away. Guy started laughing and said, we'll put it in the backyard. They'll never know. It's still there. He's got a recreational vehicle. It's greater than 22 feet in length and higher than 8 feet. That's the one that's been there for 10 years.
I'm going to ask you this question.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. I might need to ask Code this question. Does this man, do these people live, the owners
no.
live?
No, the owner
in
lives.
In the area?
I'm not sure. I think he
okay.
lives out of town.
Okay. Maybe Mr. Klee can answer this. It only has very little bearing on, you know, but I just want to.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Do you know where. Where these owners live?
The owner of the property, like the gentleman, Dr. Sutton, advised, he lives in Tampa, outside of Tampa. He told me the exact same thing. He pays $1,100 a month, doesn't want to evict him because he cannot pay the mortgage.
Yeah,
so I told him he needs to clean that.
All right. Okay.
Mr. Quick, were you the original officer to cite this property?
I was original officer years ago when I was working animal control with them too, and then I just got the case again about 4 or 5 months ago. And
what do you think happened to the case?
What about the case? That's when I cited them. But before the fence was up, I couldn't get good pictures of the outside storage junk vehicles. Like Mr. Sutton said, there was that Mustang that was parked on the outside of the fence right there.
Then the fence, the stockade fence blew down. I got a good shot of this, of that vehicle and the RV he's talking about. So, but before, the reason was there was no access to the property. He denied me access to the tenants did.
All right. Now, unfortunately today, I mean, I see these issues. I understand these issues. All we're allowed to do today by state law is to determine whether this person is in compliance or not in compliance. And then the case will come back next month to determine what to do about it. That's not much satisfaction to you today. I understand that. But we're going to have to wait until the next meeting if we, to really do anything. And I probably will want reports next time. Officer Desmer, is there, or will you be testifying?
I just wanted to make a comment. I'm going to go out there tomorrow, and if we have access or if I have access to those vehicles, I'm going to mark them as junk vehicles.
Okay.
That gives them 10 days to move them.
Okay.
We'll get them out of there.
Okay.
That's what I was going to suggest. There's four or five inoperable junk vehicles
on
the property.
Yeah. I mean, that's one problem, I think.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr.
Jones. I think it's very impressive that the neighbors came.
Absolutely.
And this is the exact case where we need to come down extremely hard
and quickly
and not give him any leeway whatsoever. And next time they come through and we impose a fine, we need to make sure it's a fine that that guy will wake up, or we'll just take it from there.
Yeah,
there's no reason for this kind of nonsense.
Right. Now, the outside storage obviously will not be fixed by next time, my guess. But are there other violations? That's not in front of us. Okay, so that's the only thing that's in front of us.
Just to give you a heads up, the property was inspected for rental inspection. It was failed, and Officer McCoy, I think, is going to cite him too for a numerous list of violations of interior and exterior.
Okay. That's good. Go ahead. Now finish up and then.
If and when you get in contact with the owner or the tenant, they're going to tell you, I got cancer, I got a heart condition.
Yeah.
Okay. They've been doing it for years.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you all very much for coming. This is the way we'll get something done. All right. So, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff day and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Weatherholt. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 21 is in compliance. Case number 22, CEB01-18-04, Lynn Steff. Steff here? Okay. No.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Jerry Sanders. Mr. Sanders reports that this property is in non-compliance. It was first posted on October 31st of 2017. We're asking that there be a finding of non-compliance and that the property be brought into compliance by next cutoff. Now, we point out that there's no water, numerous occupants, and we also request that the pool be secured within the next 10 business days. Or next 10 days, calendar days, within the next 10 days. And I'll turn to Mr. Sanders if you have any factual questions.
Is this Ms. Stepp in town? Have you had any contact with her? Because I noticed this was posted.
When the case first opened, yes. We had police out because there was people in there without his permission. He made effort to get them removed. He was supposed to put it on the arrest and trespass site, which he never did. He made all the promises to secure that fence, and that's a leadway into the pool right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dangerous, a little kid would get in there or something.
Right.
Since then, there's been that tarp is worse. It's just an eyesore, and there's windows busted out on the property. He hasn't contacted me.
Okay.
Okay. So. Move the question on non-compliance.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance or respondent committed compliance by the next cutoff date, January 31st, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day, and also request that the city secure the pool within the next 10 days.
Our request is that the respondent be ordered to secure the pool within the next 10 days. That we be authorized, if they fail to comply, but that the respondent be ordered to, to comply within the next 10 days.
All right, and that the respondent will secure the pool within the next 10 days.
And if that doesn't happen, the city will...
is authorized to...
And then the city, we request then that the city would be authorized to do that after the 10 days has expired. Okay. Motion?
So moved.
Okay. Mrs. House, second. Mr. Weatherholtz, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 23, CEB0118-06, Gilbert Myara. Respondent present. Okay. That's this one? No.
No, that's the one.
This one?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
That's new.
This is the new one. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, staff is requesting on this one. This is before you for compliance or non-compliance, and staff is requesting that this be continued for to the March meeting. Ms. Mayar is having surgery. We've had a request of the redevelopment manager that we just continue this until the March meeting, and we can proceed from there.
That's a real interesting extension there. I wonder if that was ever permitted. That thing sticking out on the side.
At this point, I can tell. I'm going to entertain a motion to find the respondent in non-compliance and/or the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
No, what the city's asking for is to continue.
That is not what the city is requesting. So I don't have that motion?
No.
So moved.
Is the city asking for an extension?
Yeah, the city is asking to continue.
For a 2-month extension.
And what basis is this? Do you know?
Because
he's sick.
He's in the hospital. I've been informed it's a request of the redevelopment manager, and it's with his knowledge that the respondent is currently hospitalized for surgery.
How long has this property been like this? I mean, this just didn't happen over,
We indicate on the that the notification, first notification was October 26, 2017.
This person has been sick all this time.
I don't know that answer. I don't think other inspector knows that answer.
Have you personally talked to the city about, the reason? I mean, this is kind of a long time, and I understand, if a person's sick, but if they've been sick this long, you have to understand that the residents have probably been putting up with this, and to put a continuation in is kind of...
I've heard Mr. Weatherholtz... My knowledge of it is relatively limited, as well as my knowledge of what the purpose or the desire of the redevelopment manager. I just know that that's his request. I recognize, that there's the alternative that we can withdraw and then and file at a future date. I'm just bringing forward to the board the request that I've received from my inspector, from the redevelopment manager.
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
I understand it. I still have... Go ahead.
Oh, I was looking for Mr. Bryan or someone.
He's there, but he's not the. I don't think that's the redevelopment manager.
Are you going to continue it, or is it going to be
correct? And so that's really the issue. Are we going to continue it, or are we not going to continue it?
We have a tremendous staff on this these inspectors. If they agree with it, I would agree with it. Because I have great faith in these gentlemen and ladies. And
is this property occupied?
Really can't tell. I don't know.
Is that a motion?
Are you making it? Would somebody like? I said that I
see it on her motion.
Would you want to? I know I didn't make a motion. I said I'd entertain a motion to find the respondent in non-compliance right now.
He's got a motion.
If you'd like to make a different motion, that's fine. I don't have
to. Make a motion that we agree with the recommendation from the city and extend the time to what was the date?
Continue to
March 18th.
I tend not to agree with you on that.
So we have a motion. Do we have a second? And then we'll have discussion if we need it. Do we have a second? No second motion fails.
Discussion, please.
Now, let's have a discussion.
Well, my feeling on this is that this has been going on since October. There have been a lot of cases with the same individual that have been brought up before us. And when pushed, he does seem to get them somewhat improved. I feel that because he's connected to the city and has these connections, that maybe special consideration is given to him. It's not always given to other people. I feel that he is non-compliant, and the disposition should be $1,000.
I'll make the motion that he's in non-compliance.
Bring it back at the March meeting?
Pardon me?
No.
Bring it back at the March
meeting? No. We're going to make a motion to find him in non-compliance today.
Let's continue the discussion.
Right.
We hear the cutoff date is the March or February 12th.
It'll come back in February.
Okay, in due course. Okay.
Right.
And can we continue the discussion before we vote?
Yes.
Okay.
This is in a redevelopment area?
Yes, sir.
What particular benefit is the city receiving by the CRA recommending a continuance? Because that's not their concern that he's in the hospital.
Right, I understand. To my understanding, it was a last-minute thing. It wasn't drawn out. But I agree that he hasn't moved on it. But it was a last-minute thing. He wants to come be present. So.
And a lot of these, to me, when you look at that property, this did not happen overnight.
Over several nights.
And I agree. You know, within the redevelopment area, there have been several meetings here lately. And one of the recommendations from Beachside and the regular redevelopment is becoming more aggressive on code enforcement. And I, like I say, have been present, and that's what they've been recommending to the city. So I think that this board, the obligation to the board itself, is to follow the call of of the redevelopment area and their board members, so I think that it should be non-compliant.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion on the floor to find the respondent in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. We have a motion from Mr. Weatherholtz. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. All right. Case number 24, CED01-18-08, Khalil Land, LLC. Aha. Good. I'm glad you're here. Sorry, I had to wait.
My name's Aaron Blake at 16745 Camel Inn Court, Claremont, Florida. Yes, ma'am.
What is your relationship to the owner, the LLC?
I own the majority of it.
Okay. Thank you. We'll let you speak in a minute.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that this property is in non-compliance, and he's asking for next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance. I'll send to Mr. Jones for any additional facts on
the meeting. Mr. Jones, is this one of those catch-22 things? He hasn't had the inspection, so he can't get the license, and has, or is this just not?
No, this is, there's been no application for a BTR or a rental license filed, and the vehicle still remains parked on the front yard.
Quick little backstory. I talked with Mark at the beginning of November, and normally my character is to get things done immediately, but 2 days later my world got turned upside down and I was out of commission for the last 2 months. I went to the property last week for the first time ever. The reason I'd never been to it before is when I bought it at foreclosure, immediately this guy contacted me, and it turns out the guy in the house was the previous owner. And he said he wanted to stay there until his kids were done with middle school or high school, so we said okay, and I never heard anything from him. So it was the one time I've never even been to my property before, which is extremely rare. First time, actually. When I went there last week, I was frankly shocked and embarrassed. The property is, it's terrible. It's far worse than what Mark said. It's not just the car. I've already hired top-notch roofing to replace the whole roof. I've got Waste Pro bringing out dumpsters tomorrow. There is junk everywhere, the whole backyard. There's not one car, there's two cars. I've told the guy, listen, do you want to stay? Do you want to leave? We have to clean this whole place up and remodel it. And he said he wants to stay, so he's being cooperative. We're good there. The cars, I told him he has until next week or they got to be towed. I don't have a choice. And then I assume, because of how bad the property looked, that what I'm learning at this meeting is there's a lot of other issues, which I would fix anyway now that I've seen it, like windows and whatnot. So I didn't even bother filling out the application for the lease, because I'm sure there's items that he hasn't seen yet that are going to fail anyway. So I'd kindly ask, could I have 30 or 60 days to do a true fix up on this whole house so that we're not wasting the city's time going back and forth and back and forth, you know, finding more and more issues. I'd like to just get the whole place cleaned up at one shot. And, you know, you got to pull licenses and permits for the windows.
Okay, so all we're here today to do is determine whether the property's in compliance or not in compliance.
Okay.
And, you know, by your admission, it is not in
compliance. Not.
So we can do that or ask for a progress report maybe for next time. It's up. What does the city want to do?
Madam Chair, we would ask, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Aaron,
at least he talks a good game. We haven't seen any of the documents, but, I mean, based on what he's saying, we're more than willing to give him the 2 months to get this thing taken care of, and we'll see how it goes. Our desire and our hope is that he gets it taken care of in the two-month time period, and he makes it beautiful as he indicates.
Like,
so our suggestion would be to give him the March cutoff.
Okay.
No. 2 months is fine, but I'd like a progress report.
I'll call Mark. Every time when the permit's pulled through the roof, I'll give him a call and say, hey, just so you know, the roof's been started, et cetera.
If you could, the next meeting, tell us who your contractors are, do you have the permits, and what your plan of action is.
Yes, sir.
And then we'd give you the 60 days.
Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to find the respondent in non-compliance and order a progress report at the next meeting and allow respondent until the March meeting, until 2/28/2018, February 28th, to come into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Weatherholt. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed.
So you understand a progress report requires you to bring in documentation
yes,
that things are in the works.
Yes, sir.
Because
and then you have 2 months to come into compliance.
Yeah.
Okay?
So.
All right. Thank you. Case number 25, CEB01-18-09, 1106 Imperial Drive, Imperial Land Trust. Trustee is here? No? Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports the property is in noncompliance. His understanding is that the owner is working on evicting tenants, or whether that's happened or not, or whether he's filed anything, we don't know. But or maybe Mr. Jones knows now. But in any sense, he's asking for noncompliance and for the property to be brought into compliance by next cutoff.
Okay.
I attend to Mr. Jones.
Any new information?
No. I have talked with the owner. He has had someone living in the residence, he says, for about 14 months, and they haven't paid any rent. He's going to be evicting them, but again, I see nothing.
Okay. All right.
It was for a vehicle, unlicensed vehicle, and the rental licenses. The unlicensed vehicle has been removed.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mrs. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Right. Case number 26. Is everybody all right to just go through the rest of the... All right. Case number 26, CEB01-18-10, NEL 2, LLC. All right. Nobody's here for that either. All right.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports the property is in noncompliance. He's asking for next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance. I turn to Mr. Jones for any additional factual information.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Jones?
You have here it's the van of the second residence.
Yes. What this was a tenant-generated complaint to start off with. There are there's a part of the house is being used in the front as one apartment, and then in the back there is a quasi-garage. This is the front of it, and you can see on the right where the white car is, that is also being rented as an apartment. This is zoned as a single family.
So there are no separate water meters or electric meters?
Correct. There is only one water meter. At the time I was there, the tenant in the front literally was having the water cut off that day because she was getting the bill for the water for both places. She has since vacated the premise.
Okay. All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Harrington, motion. Mr. Jones, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 27, CEB01-18-11, Wesley and Candy Crew. Respondents present. Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones. Mr. Jones reports that the property remains in noncompliance for junk vehicles. He's asking that the property be brought into compliance by next cutoff. Now I turn to Mr. Jones.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Jones? All right, Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and the respondent commit to compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. That's a motion.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Hines. Second, Mr. Weather. Also in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Case number 28 is compliant. Case number 29, CEB01-18-13, Carolina Club Associates. Respondent present? Good, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Well,
we're not, right, we're not.
Just state your name for the record, and then we'll go ahead and swear in at the same time.
Kristen Burns, property manager.
William Anderson, bank supervisor.
Are you resident property managers, or you represent a management company?
We represent a management company.
I'm sorry, sir, what, William Anderson?
Maintenance supervisor.
Maintenance? Yes. Can you raise your hand, please?
I do.
Okay. All right. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that he's spoken with the property managers. He reports that this is an ongoing issue with mainly a lack of a proper refuse collection point. No enclosure for the dumping of trash at the rear of the complex visible from the new done extension. He's received multiple complaints, multiple conversations with management, but no action has been taken. So now we're before you. So we're asking that they be brought into compliance, that the property be brought into compliance by next cutoff.
Okay. All right.
Now, I turn to Mr. Stinson if you have
any
anything.
Any questions for Mr. Stinson?
Have you been dealing with the same management company throughout this?
John Stinson, code inspector with the city of McCaskill, North Carolina. Yes, I have been dealing with the same.
Do you see any particular problems with how you would handle this?
The pictures that you're looking at now are a new enclosure, literally 2 days new.
Okay.
This is not going to be permitted to stay because they actually have to get permits and an engineer. And they have to deal with the zoning issues as well. However, I have been in contact with the property management on multiple occasions, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Okay.
This has been an issue since October.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Please come forward. Ms. Burns?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We actually had no previous enclosure that was burned down by some children on property. It was a huge fire. And I've been working with the owners. I've been trying to get them to allow me a metal enclosure. They don't want any bulk on the property at all, which is not reasonable for an apartment complex. So when they, at my corporate office, finally received Mr. Stinson's notice, because me constantly bugging them and forwarding stuff apparently wasn't enough, they told us, well, you're just replacing existing enclosure, put it up. And that's when that went up, just to shield. We did go yesterday. Bill went to talk about a permit. We had to go to records. They're supposed to be sending out a survey hopefully tomorrow to make sure that we are within our property lines where the enclosure was, and we plan to do everything right
okay.
that Mr. Stinson needs. I just have to fight
with
the people over us.
Yeah. May I ask you,
yes.
pulling the permit, is it the association that has to pull the permit, or you as professional managers pull the permit through a contractor?
If they allow me to have a contractor, then my contractor will. That was put up by my maintenance staff. I believe as representatives for the owner, we're allowed to pull the permit.
Well, this is something you should know.
Yeah,
and before your maintenance staff does things, they should know. I mean, that's what a professional management company is supposed to know.
We were told by them that since we're replacing an existing structure that had already been permitted, that had been burnt down, that we could just put it up.
Who is them?
My owners.
So
you're all right.
If you talk with Mr. Stinson,
yeah,
I'm sure he will tell you exactly what you need to do, and
we will do it.
Okay, that's fine. In the meantime, you're in noncompliance, so the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance in order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date to be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 30, CEB01-18-15, Eddie and Joyce Anderson at Heinemann Street. Are they? Okay. Just, if you'll come forward and say who you are,
I'm Ian Anderson, 5 Heinemann Street, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Can you raise your hand?
I do. Your name is Anthony Anderson?
Eddie.
Eddie. Oh, you're Eddie. Okay. I don't know where I got that. Okay. All right. Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that this property is in noncompliance. He also reports that this has been an on and off going thing for years, and it's reached this frustration point. He says that in every situation it's been minimal effort, and even now it's minimal effort. He's asking that you make a finding of noncompliance and that this property be brought into compliance by next cutoff.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Mr. Stanton from the board?
Any pictures?
Do we have pictures? Yeah.
Yes, there are.
Of you?
I just wish from the current file.
Okay. Okay. Off street, outside storage, accessories. Okay. All right. All right. Mr. Anderson, what would you like to tell us?
Well, at last minute, I always try to do something. So I got to move the trailer. I see the fence this morning between 6 and 9:15. I got here late.
Okay.
And I got every car there is not junk. I have lightning insurance. Got to go in. All the engine on your car that will run. It runs, but I don't drive them every day because I work.
Right.
Yeah, so I got rid of it. I had an exhibition. I got rid of it because I had too many cars, I guess. And they told me to park on two. I got to submit to do two driveways because the property's not that far from the highway. And so that's why I had the red corner at the other truck. They all run. Mm-hmm. So I did pick the fence this morning between 6 and 9:15. And I did move some stuff.
Okay.
Right
there's still side. There's still things to do though, correct?
It shouldn't be nice. I guess I just see all the cars because the people complain on that street. Right across the street, I have a 40-foot trailer. Nobody complains. That white truck, I bought it down the street.
If it's brought before us, we would take care of it. So
yeah, got cars. They told me no tag on them, but I'm sighted all the time.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing to stop you from making a complaint.
I take care of the rest of the car. I get them good to jump.
Mm-hmm.
But they do ruin. I drive them every day.
Okay. All right. Today we're just going to decide whether you're in compliance or non-compliance. And Mr. Stinson doesn't think that you're in compliance. So we'll give you 30 days to come into compliance or come back.
Okay.
If you can get everything done there, you call him and you talk to him and find out exactly what you need to do. And then when you come back next month, you'll be, or maybe you'll just be in compliance. That's what we can hope for. So today, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and order the respondent to commit to compliance by the next cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Jones' motion, second Mrs. Himes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Okay, so you talk to Mr. Stinson when he has a minute here. We've got a couple more cases. All right, CEB, next case, 01-18-16, Donald McKenzie. Mr. McKenzie here?
Yep.
Good. Come forward, be sworn in. State your name and address for the record.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, let us hear from code and then We'll give you a chance to speak.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that this property is currently in non-compliance. He says that the respondent, he's received repeated complaints of parking in the yard. He's had multiple cases. He contacted the owner, but still there's no change. So this is before you. We're asking that it be brought into compliance by next cutoff, and I turn to Mr. Stinson for any additional factual information.
Any questions for Mr. Stinson about this case so far? All right, Mr. McKenzie, what do you want to tell us?
Well, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I put thousands of dollars in that house. There's no room to put two cars there. I tried parking the car out front. It's been damaged twice. I can show you pictures of it. I don't see how that's bothering anybody. Everybody else in my neighborhood parks at the yard.
Well, you're welcome to make a complaint about everybody else. So we're dealing with you right now. So you can't park in the front yard. It's against code.
Yeah, if I park out front, then my vehicle is going to get hit. They already got hit twice.
I wish we could help you with that, but we can't. This
can't
is not
park
a function
behind
of
the other
board.
Car?
What?
Can't you park behind the
other car? It will stick out into the street. It's
doesn't
not
look
long
like
enough.
All right. You can ask Mr. Stinson what your options are to fix this problem.
Cars zoom up and down that road all the time.
I know. I wish I cannot help you. That's a police issue. We can't, as a board, I'm not trying to be smart, but we can't, as a board.
Yeah, this seems very minor to what all the stuff I've seen.
And sometimes that appears that way, but we take care of what comes before us one thing at a time, and you are welcome to make complaints about other issues that affect you.
They don't really affect me.
Well,
I don't see how this affects anyone else. How does that affect anyone?
Okay.
Really, how does that affect
anyone? It's not up to us. It's not.
I'm in my own.
We
yard.
Have a code that needs to be followed, and you are in
that.
Violation of that code.
Common sense, right?
And that's all I can tell you. I can't. Mr. Stinson can tell you what you need to do to make it right. We can't even tell you that, but he can.
Well, where's
so,
he?
What?
Where's he?
Mr. Stenson's right there. He's your code inspector.
After the hearing.
Okay. Don't see how that's bothering anybody.
Well,
no,
you can tell. You talk to him about that.
That's the question.
Okay. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance or respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date. Which is January 31st, 2018, will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Heim. Second, Mr. Weatherholtz. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Case number 32, CEB 01-18-17, JL and W Properties of Daytona, LLC. Respondent present? Good. Welcome.
Exactly what I thought.
Okay. Hi. Say your name and address for the record.
I am Mary Lynn Hastings, the broker for Mary Lynn Realty. And I am the property manager that has just taken over this property. I do.
Okay. Thank you. We'll hear from code and then you can speak, okay?
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is John Stinson. Mr. Stinson reports that the property is in non-compliance. The water services are still needed. There's an occupied residence. And when I came in this morning, so I'm speaking with the brand new property manager who is intending on making sure everything's taken care of. We're asking for next cutoff for this to be brought into compliance. And I'll turn to Mr. Simpson if you have any factual questions.
Wow, okay. Any questions for Mr. Stinson?
Mr. Stinson, this citation was issued to the owners, right?
Yes, it was.
So it doesn't matter who was property owner now, property manager now. The citation and the responsibility belongs with the owner.
Yes, the responsibility ultimately belongs with the owner.
Okay.
All right. Ms. Hastings, what would you like to tell us? You have permission to speak for the owner.
Yes, I do. Okay. And I have the property management agreement and so forth with me.
Okay.
I did not take this on until October 18th.
Okay.
Put her under a lease on 11.
Put who under a lease?
The tenant. He had already put in there.
Okay.
Okay. Got her on a lease, went and did an inspection, noticed there were no numbers on the front of the house. He didn't have an occupational license. He didn't have his business license. I have now taken care of all that. Then I found out she had not paid her water bill, and she's living in the house with children. So the owner came down, and I have that receipt, connected the water in his name so that she did have water on. We are in the process of evicting her. I've had all that debris cleaned up from the hurricane and the fencing and all of that. I've had the lawn mowed and weed eated. The only thing the attorney won't let me do, because we're into an eviction, is remove her personal stuff from in front of the house.
Okay.
But we will get this cleaned up.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you for your effort. Do we need to do anything more than just find the respondent non-compliance, or do we want to, because there's an eviction ending?
Just find a non-compliance.
Just fine.
Non-compliance.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hopefully you'll get this taken care of by next month, so there won't be an issue and you'll be in compliance. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, January 31st, 2018, and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Jones made the motion.
Second.
Second. Mrs. Himes, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. So by the end of next month.
Amen.
Okay. Anything else?
Anybody else in the audience?
So that's the end of our regular business. The next item on the agenda is election of chairman and vice chair. So I guess...
are we going to have a convention?
We're going to have a convention first, right.
Is there any...
Wear your hat.
Are there any restrictions about someone serving another term? And Tony?
I believe the, I don't have a copy of the I think that's any second for the code board rules and regulations, I think we call them. But I believe that the two consecutive terms is what is in there.
Right.
That's been waived numerous times for in the past. I don't know if it's already been waived or we've exceeded that, I don't remember anymore, but so it's something that can be waived if the board so elects, or they can, you know, make a new election. I think we, at the point that they can make a new election, I think you have to max term or they can waive that and continue.
I'd be, you know, if there's someone else that would like to serve as chairman, I'd be happy to step aside. If not, I'd be very happy to continue doing what I'm doing.
Before we do that, I'd like to make a motion to either suspend or whatever.
Waive
the rules as to term limits.
All right. We've had a motion from Mr. Harrington and a second from Mr. Jones to waive the rules for term limits. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. Now, I'll open the floor for nominations. Is that for chair? Is that what we do? Okay.
I would like to nominate Luigi Kunduk. No demonstrations, please.
I'll second that.
All right. Anyone else like to nominate anyone else? All right. We have one nomination to consider. Me. Should I be doing this?
Yeah, do it. Sure, go ahead.
You do it so well.
All right. So nominations for chairman are closed. So I guess we need a motion to elect.
Who's favor?
All in favor.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Thank you very much. All right. And same.
I
got really. Same process for vice chair. The nominations on the floor are open. So would somebody like to nominate for vice chair?
I'd like to nominate Vernon. I think he would do a good job.
All right. We have nominations.
I mean, I think he's done how long has he been on with us now?
2 years.
Yeah, he's done a great job, I think.
And I agree.
Certainly.
I think if he would like to, I would heartily recommend it.
Okay. Any other nominations? All right. I'll nominate Mrs. Himes. So then I guess now what we need to do is have a vote. Right?
I'm going to get four votes wins.
And whoever gets one, two, three, four.
Boy,
votes.
That's a tough man. Tough math.
Well, Mrs. Himes,
one more than
you
half.
Still want to be vice chair? Okay, so is mine. Mr. Wetwood, when do you make sure people will accept their nomination? Accept that nomination?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to do it by closed ballot? Or?
No, you can't do it closed ballot.
You want to do it closed ballot?
Just go around the room one time to start.
Right. Resentment forever. He's got to go, so let's
just
do it.
All right, go ahead.
He's in trouble.
I'm voting for
Vernon.
Okay.
Vernon.
Okay. Neil?
Vernon.
Two.
I'll vote for Mrs. Himes.
2-1.
Okay, just me.
2-2.
You yourself? Okay. Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, come
man,
on.
This is a tough one. I'll burn.
Okay.
That's 3-3. Well, isn't because that? Because what's the thing is the next meeting with every person here?
Oh, yeah, we'll continue it till the next meeting. We'll have someone to break the tie.
In Virginia, they had a flip of the coin for
it. Yeah,
paper.
Really, put it in a little box and flip it.
Put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Okay.
And the senior member, was that? Who's the senior member? Who did get a vote?
Either Mrs. Hines or I. They
have to Miss Mrs. Koenig. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of you would serve as vice chairman if necessary.
I will if necessary.
No, I'm saying that the senior member serves. Whether the senior member serves, they serve.
Vice chair, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. She's still vice chair until we elect someone else.
Okay. She remains chair and vice
okay.
chair.
Okay.
And we'll have a little lobbying in the meantime.
Okay. All right.
Well, just the vice chair.
Right.
The vice chair.
Any miscellaneous business? Yes.
I can't find it now, but I thought that should be 20,000 instead of 50,000.
Multifamily commercial.
Yeah.
It's the amount of money, the assessed value of the property.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know which one it was?
That's what I've been trying to find.
Well,
I thought I
bring
lost.
It back next time.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Anything else?
I think that I'm really impressed by the people that came from that neighborhood.
Absolutely.
And I think we should really put it to the owner if you guys would do something.
Well,
it's time.
Well, we'll figure that out. Time comes. No, that's right. We determined that he wasn't in compliance, and the case is done till next time. So, all right, meeting adjourned.